Today is Sean Parnell's first day as governor after being sworn into office in Fairbanks yesterday. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, thousands assembled at Pioneer Park to witness the change of power, but mostly to see and hear Sarah Palin on her last day in state office.
The big question of what's next for Sarah Palin wasn't answered. Alaska's political celebrity did not offer any concrete plans for her future. Palin quit as governor with 18 months left in her term after deciding she would not seek re-election. In her exit address, Palin reiterated her reason for stepping down early while responding to a heckler in the crowd.
It is because I love Alaska this much, sir, that I feel that it is my duty to avoid the unproductive, typical politics as usual, lame duck session in one's last year in office. How does that benefit you?
Palin highlighted the accomplishments of her administration, including gas line, oil tax, and ethics reform legislation. In reaffirming her opposition to federal control, she took on the posture of a national candidate.
I resisted the stimulus package, and we have championed earmark reform, slashing earmark requests by 85% to break the cycle of dependency on a stifling, unsustainable federal agenda.
The crowd at Pioneer Park was largely supportive of Palin, sending up regular cheers. Fairbanks fan Lynn Groves Kelly was part of a group sporting We Still Love You, Sarah t-shirts.
Any decision she makes, I am behind her 100%. And if people were taking shots at my children and my family the way that they've done to her, I'm sure I would have done the same thing. So I just think that she's headed for bigger and better things.
There was also a large group of visible and vocal protesters who challenged Palin's record and celebrated her departure. Fairbanks locals Jane Haig and Laura Eichelberger carried Sick of Sarah signs.
She doesn't have anything really relevant to say anymore. And I think it's about time the media stopped paying attention to her. You know, she's a creature of the media.
She stopped doing anything for Alaska around the time that she became vice presidential candidate.
Yeah.
I mean, this is obviously a move that is all about Sarah and not about Alaska. So that's why we're sick of her.
Another Fairbanks Palin protester, Ryan Tinsley, said Sean Parnell should provide follow-through that Palin lacked since becoming a national celebrity last fall.
He's policy driven. He's kind of a professional bureaucrat. And I get the impression that he's just a hard worker. So I do think he'll be more effective and more engaged than Palin was.
After taking the oath of office as Alaska's 12th governor, Sean Parnell pledged to continue gas line work begun with Sarah Palin and to address Alaska's economic problems in the shorter term as lingering impacts of the recession affect Alaska.
We will position Alaska for investment and for growth. And we will train and educate more Alaskans for jobs. State government is going to do this by maintaining a stable tax regime. And we should not be nickel and diming Alaskans for a few more cents at the pump by increasing fuel taxes.
Parnell said not all Alaska's problems are tied to the economy and stressed that his other top priority will be addressing social problems in the state.
The health and restoration of our families, that also determines our destiny. And Alaska families feel the strain. Walk into any Title I funded school and you will find kindergarten teachers trying to calm children traumatized at home. Visit a domestic violence shelter and see women and children suffering. Understand the hardships in the interior and in rural Alaska where heating fuel costs skyrocket. Attend a high school graduation and ask yourself, where did all the freshmen go who should be graduating?
Parnell said his vision is for every child to have a safe home and the chance to go to college or get job training. Parnell also pledged to protect others in need, like the elderly, with a mix of public and private help. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.